Welcome to the Not Old Better Show. I'm your host, Paul Vogelzang. Today's show is part of our Fitness Friday series, sponsored by Health IQ. Remember, Health IQ is an insurance agency that helps health-conscious people like runners, cyclists, weightlifters, skiers, and vegetarians get lower rates on their life insurance. Go to healthiq.com/NOBS to support the show and learn more about the great, healthy, fitness-related life insurance quotes from Health IQ. Today's show is a great one and very timely. Our guest is Dr. Joseph Debauer from Salzburg University and a world-renowned fitness, skiing, and healthcare expert. Well, winter is upon us. The Winter Olympics are just about to start. I love the Winter Olympics for all the sports, but alpine skiing is my favorite. I've been a lifelong skier. I ski raced in college, and I know that alpine skiing is one of the most popular leisure time winter sporting activities. Plus, skiing imposes high requirements concerning physical fitness, particularly regarding balance abilities, aerobic capacity, strength, and power.
Let's say if you ski all winter, then your heart rate will slow down, your blood pressure will come down, your weight will come down because you burned calories.
That, of course, is our guest today, Dr. Joseph Debauer, talking to us via Skype from his Salzburg University offices in Austria, perhaps the ski capital of the world. Well, Dr. Joseph Debauer, thanks so much for joining us today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
And where are you today, may I ask?
I'm in Salzburg, Austria.
Good. And you're a professor of sports medicine there at Salzburg University.
That's right. I'm an internist, cardiologist, and sports medicine specialist. And I'm looking at snow-capped mountains as we speak.
Well, it sounds wonderful. You've done a fair bit of research on alpine skiing and Nordic skiing, and that's what I'd really like to talk to you about. But first I have to ask you, and I'm just assuming this right out of the gate, you must be a skier.
Yes, I am. That's right.
Good. Well, me too. And I could tell by your research that you have a passion for this. So I wonder if you'd tell us a little bit about why the mix between alpine skiing and Nordic skiing offers such wonderful endurance and resistance training. Why is this such an excellent workout, as you've written and researched?
Yeah. Well, both on their own, they're also good. You know, you don't have to combine them. But in wintertime, what we notice is that we have an exercise deficit. Usually in summer, we go biking and hiking. Now suddenly we have snow. If we just stay indoors, then muscles will get weaker, our endurance will come down. And so it's nice to have the choice, especially if you live in the Alps like we do or in the mountains. You don't want to go alpine skiing every day, but it's nice to be able to maybe go cross-country skiing and mix it with some alpine skiing. Also on the weekends, maybe one day you do it one, Sunday the other. So it doesn't have to be, you don't have to do both at the same time. You don't have to do both sports at all. One is better than none. And they both have their own advantages. Cross-country skiing is maybe more advantageous when it comes to endurance. Reason for that is that it's a little bit more intense because you use more muscle mass, also your upper body, as compared to alpine skiing, which is dominantly the legs, of course. And it's also maybe a little bit easier to do intervals by cross-country skiing, even though we've shown that with alpine skiing you can do it just as well. So there are pros and cons or little advantages for each of the two, but both are very efficient to maintain your physical fitness that you hopefully had in fall before winter came, so that when spring is there, you're just as strong as you were in fall.
Balance, especially for the elderly, and my audience are made up of many who are in the 55-plus age community. They're interested in balance. They're certainly interested in fall prevention and the other benefits that can come from this kind of exercise. But skiing really represents some excellent benefits with regard to balance.
That's definitely right, yes. You spend quite some time on one single leg. Just take, if you do the skating, for instance, in cross-country skiing, you spend half the time always on one ski. You hardly ever on both skis at the same time. So you have to balance all the time. And the surface you're skiing on is bumpy. It's not leveled. there's always a surprise here and there. Suddenly it's more slippery because it's icy. Then there might be some fresh snow or some melted snow that'll slow you down. You're constantly being challenged by the environment, by the snow, and that's good for your balance. And that's the same with alpine skiing, of course. You know, even if things look pretty leveled or plain, if the slopes have just been prepared nicely for you, even then, once in a while, it's very icy and slippery. The next turn just might get you into some fresh snow. It's all, you know, every swing is a different one. You're always confronted, surprisingly, with different environment. So that challenges your balance all the time, and that's very beneficial. And the better your balance is, the less likely you are to fall, even in everyday life.
And skiing really offers a great workout for the lower body, you know, some of these large muscle groups that really can generate an awful lot of cardio exercise. So the glutes and the quadriceps come to mind, lunges even, but these are the muscle groups that we want to focus on as we age a little bit.
Yeah, that's a fair assessment. That's what you balance your body with, and so that's what we stand on. It's good to have strong legs to be in good shape down there. I mean, what would also help, of course, would be some flexibility, some stretching maybe, which you won't do while you ski, but it's always good to do before you ski, that even when you ski and you might fall, or you might be close to falling, that you can still pull your leg back without pulling your muscles. And so it's being quite flexible in your legs is also of help, but strength is always a big issue. The stronger your legs are, the less likely you are to fall.
Hey, this is Paul. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back with Dr. Joseph Niebauer with more of his research into skiing and fitness. And I hope you're enjoying today's show. Well, speaking of fitness, as I mentioned, the Not Old Better Show is proudly sponsored by Health IQ. All the Not Old Better Show audience knows what a fitness fan I am, with yoga, cardio, stretching, and weightlifting part of my daily routine. And we've talked about it a lot here. With my love of fitness, I found a life insurance agency who loves fitness too and rewards those of us who exercise and lead healthy lifestyles with exclusive, special, and lower rates. Health IQ tells me that their customers save between 4 and 33% on their life insurance. Health IQ can do that because physically active people have a 56% lower risk of heart disease compared to people who are inactive. It makes sense. It's like saving money on your car insurance for being a good driver. Health IQ saves you money on your life insurance for living a health-conscious lifestyle. Trustpilot gives Health IQ a 9.6 out of 10 rating. Health IQ factors in low heart rate, BMI, or body mass index, you know, the body's percentage of fat, and gym membership, which helps with rates and qualifying. You know, these are real advantages according to Health IQ. Check out Health IQ's testimonials from USA Racquetball, US Master Swimming, American Trail Runners Association, and many others. They're really great. And check out the Health IQ quiz, which really is eye-opening and a lot of fun to do. That's healthiq.com/NOBS. Check out Health IQ for more details and mention the Not Old Better Show. Thanks. We are speaking with Dr. Joseph Niebauer. Dr. Niebauer is talking to us today from the University of Salzburg in Austria. He's telling us that there are some beautiful snow-capped peaks right in the distance. And I have to tell you, Dr. Niebauer, I'm very jealous of that. I'd love to be up there skiing with you. You, of course, have done some excellent research, particularly on the elderly and the influence of alpine skiing on aerobic capacity and strength and power. And we just talked about balance, but there's some really great attributes there with regard to skiing. It's really a beneficial sport, one that we might not always think of.
There's a strong group of researchers here in sports sciences, but also in sports medicine, and we've come together and tried to look at many aspects with regard to elderly and skiing, and we noticed that they can maintain or improve their physical fitness, of course, just by skiing. If they go skiing 3 times a week, it'll be just as good for them as doing indoor cycling or any other sport. And many of us, or many of the elderly who might live in the mountains, would appreciate to go outside and don't dare to because they're afraid of falls, or simply don't look at skiing as so much of a good workout when in fact it is. And it improves your, your heart. If you ski on long, let's say if you ski all winter, then your heart rate will slow down, your blood pressure will come down, your weight will come down because you burn calories, provided you don't dig in too heavily right after it, when you're back in front of your fridge. You will, there's actually, we even saw that the endothelial function will improve, which is the stiffness of the arteries will improve if you do it. There's lots of things that come with it, just like with any other endurance sport, I must say. But since we don't do many of those in wintertime, it's good to have the alternative alpine skiing or cross-country skiing.
And Dr. Niebauer, you've even done some research very specifically on the subject of skiing, alpine cross-country versus indoor cycling. What do those results tell you?
Yeah, the idea was that in fall we might be strong from cycling and hiking and whatnot, and then winter comes and people have to think of something else, so they might just go indoor cycling even though it's nice outside. And we kind of thought, well, maybe we can bridge the winter, we bridge the gap from fall to spring. And what we saw is that you can do HIIT, high intensity interval training, for instance, with all three different disciplines. You can do interval training while you ski. I mean, many alpine skiers know that they do interval training. That's when they stop because their legs burn and are so hot. So they have to stop and then wait till the blood flows back in there and lets them continue. And so you can do interval training with all three of them. You can have, you can burn the same amount of calorie if you do it. If you just look at the net time that you spend on your indoor cycle, indoor cycling or outdoor skiing will be as efficient. It's only if you look at the total time you have to spend, we have to realize that when we go cross-country skiing and when we do indoor cycling, there are no rests, there are no breaks. Whereas when we go alpine skiing, we spend almost half the time, if not even two-thirds of the time, waiting in line, sitting on a chairlift, talking to people, looking around. So the net time while alpine skiing is less. Therefore, the total time would take you up to, let's say, for 2.5 hours alpine skiing, you could do, well, 1 hour indoor cycling is equivalent to about 2.5 hours alpine skiing. That's what it comes down to. But, like today, for instance, it's a nice and sunny day, and I'm jealous of everybody who's out there. So why would
Me
you
too.
only want to go? Yeah, why would you only want to go skiing for 1 hour? What's wrong with skiing the whole day? So, especially on weekends, why not go outside and ski?
Well, Dr. Debauer, in my research of you, I noticed that either adjacent or within the University of Salzburg is an Olympic center, and with the Winter Olympics just about upon us, I imagine that Austria's got a great ski team as usual, probably the favorite. Are you working with any of these Olympic athletes and kind of giving them some guidance on some of the best approaches to training?
Traditionally, they go to the Olympic Center in Tyrolia, which is a different state, in Innsbruck. But we also do have some athletes here from the skiing team, and yes, they can train here in very well conditions. They have excellent trainers out there at the University of Salzburg Olympic Center, and the colleagues in sports sciences, the physiotherapists, and who not, they do a great job. And yes, I think in some they've been very successful, and we've all been able to, contribute the little that we can contribute to their success.
And we will be rooting for them, especially after talking to you. But finally, Dr. Niebauer, and you've alluded to this, spending time outdoors in nature is so beneficial. There's a mind-body benefit. So we can all really gain from this any age.
Yeah, people feel better when they're outdoors, regardless of what they do. Like if you have a moody day and you're not feeling too good, you step outside. The minute you're outdoors, things change. There's temperature difference. There's the wind maybe blowing around your ears. You can hear the birds sing even now in winter. We hear them. There's just so many, your senses are being challenged. There's so much going on around you that you're being distracted, and people just all, you can ask pretty much whoever you want. They all cheer up. We've, not with alpine skiing, but with patients who committed suicide and luckily survived, we've done in collaboration with the psychiatry department a study on hiking, and they were asked to hike with the team. Well, they were offered three hikes a week, and they were asked to at least join twice. And 100% of the patients joined at least two of those hikes. So an incredible compliance, which you really don't have. And if you looked at their the questionnaires and the interviews that were held, they all said that their psyche was much improved. They were less depressive. They felt much better when they were outdoors. So that's what you have even in severely, mentally ill people. And well, even with us who are luckily not mentally ill, we have the same feelings. We just feel better outdoors, and that's with pretty much regardless what you do. But in winter, what's nicer than ski?
So true. Well, Dr. Joseph Niebauer, specializing in internal medicine, cardiology, sports medicine, what a pleasure it's been to speak to you. Thanks so much for your time today. And I know you're so busy, so we really appreciate you just jumping right on this and talking to us.
All right, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Dr. Niebauer. My thanks to our guest today, Dr. Joseph Niebauer, sports medicine physician at Salzburg University's Institute for Sports Medicine. We'll post links in the show notes for Dr. Niebauer's fascinating research about skiing and fitness. Also, my thanks to you, the listeners, for joining me today. Your time is valuable, and I'm grateful you're spending some of it with me. I'm always interested in feedback, and you can leave that at iTunes, Google Play, or send me email at info@notold-better.com. Stay tuned for our next show, another great one, as we talk about better. The Not Old Better Show. Thanks to all.